Cole Cook back on the PM Sports page. It's now time for our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Pleased to be joined by Highland sophomore Grace Batchelor. Grace, congratulations and thanks for coming on this week.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Grace, it's been a great start to the season for Highland, 2-0 on the young year. But I want to touch on some stuff before we get into those games. A month ago, we were unsure if we were going to have a softball season due to COVID. Take me back several weeks when the governor came out and said, we're going to have a softball season. What was your first reaction?
Oh my gosh, I was so excited because I've been working since last season. I know my team has too. Me and my team have been working together as well. We've gotten catchers together. And when it was like first starting the social distancing and all the guidelines and regulations and everything, I had my dad catch for me. That was how it was at the beginning. I'm glad that we now have everything set up the way we do now because it's just so much easier.
Mm-hmm. And as for the COVID guidelines in practice, how's that been going with practices and having to adhere to those?
It's been a lot easier than I thought it was going to be. The only tough thing is the social distancing part of it because of how close we are as a team.
Mm-hmm. Let's get into the games this week here, Grace. You know, this is your first year as the primary starter. You kind of got your feet wet a little bit with some varsity innings last year, but how has the transition been for you into that starting pitching role?
It's definitely a lot better than last year. I struggled a lot last year, and I think adjusting to it has been a lot better this year. I feel as a pitcher that, like, my confidence has gotten a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you to my coaches and my teammates and Kayla Massey as my pitching coach, Carrie Whelan as my primary coach, and Sam Whelan as the JV coach.
Mm-hmm. A big night for you on opening night, a four innings pitch. You threw a no-hitter, just have two walks. What was really working for you in the circle on Monday night?
My teammates were really pumping me up. I mean, I was just so excited to get back on that field and work my way around all of the regulations. I mean, I was just excited to finally be able to play softball again. It was just really exciting to do it again.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a go-to pitch or any pitch in particular that was really working for you?
The screwball was really working for me, which was kind of weird because it wasn't really working during warm-ups. But when they called it, it was working pretty well. So. Mm-hmm.
For sure. Well, you mentioned you've improved a lot since last year. What do you think you've improved the most? Or why do you think this year you're full of a lot more confidence than maybe in your freshman campaign?
I think this is because I started out at optimum level softball this last year. And Kayla Massey is like the head of pitching there. And she's been helping me out with pitching.
Mm-hmm.
And helping me out with confidence and stress levels during the game. She had me read this book, and it's honestly really helping me out. And same with all the coaches at Highland and my teammates. Everyone's just been helping me out, which gets my confidence level up.
Well, you had a fun game. It's always great when Highland faces off with Lone Tree, and you're able to come out with a 9-5 victory on Tuesday. How was the team able to come out with the win?
That their hitting was just great. I mean, our coach was just saying, you need to get the bats rolling. This is where it is. You need to do this. And they were just like, okay. And they just did it. I mean, it just went like that.
Sure.
Plain and simple.
So we're just in week one, but if this Highland team wants to have a successful season and go deep into the playoffs, what do you think are a few keys?
Well, we already got the team like bonding together down. So I think we're pretty much good on that. The only thing that I think we maybe need to work, I don't even think we need to work on anything. I think we're doing pretty well, especially to start this off and winning two in a row.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're doing pretty good.
Just kind of keep the train rolling, right?
Yeah, I kind of like it the way it is. I don't think there's anything more or anything less.
There you go. Closing out here, Grace, our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. So how do you use that motto to prepare for a game?
So basically, I just warm up and tell myself that I'm going to do great. I got this. Like, telling me I need to work hard. I have to do this, and that helps me. I do the things that mentally prepare me for the game, like in the book that I read from Kayla Massey that she suggested for me, and like breathing and stress levels. And so after I warm up, I tell everyone they did a great job during warm up, and they tell me, and it's just a back and forth thing with the team, and then we go right in.
Well, Grace, congratulations on a great start to the season, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you so much. Thank you to KCII for having me.
That's Highland sophomore pitcher Grace Batchelor joining us as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Starting the season with a no-hitter. Yeah, you could say it was a great start for Grace and company. We'll step aside one final time and close things out on the PM Sports page right after this on AIM at FM KCII.